Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman is brought to you, of course, by Sports Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, good to be a guy. Of course, as I always say, it's tremendous to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The man, the myth, the legend, John Heyman. Are you still in Vegas? I'm assuming you are, right?
Yes, of course.
So the weather's a lot nicer than it
is here. I'm
never
leaving.
Well, it wouldn't be terrible. I mean, if you were stuck there for a while, it wouldn't be bad.
I love Vegas. After 4 days, I hate Vegas. And I love Vegas, but it's too fake for me. You got
to
get out of there.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't have to stay on the strip. I mean, I'd be spending a lot of time at the various golf courses.
Right? That's true. I didn't think of that.
You know?
I thought Vegas was just the strip, Joe. I didn't know there was more.
I'm sure to a lot of people that's what it is. But, you know, but anyway.
John. Before, let's just get this out of the way.
Let's get this argument out of the way.
Harold Baines and Lee Smith, but Harold Baines, John, is not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And no human can argue with a straight face that Harold Baines was better than Albert
except
Bell.
Except maybe, Go ahead, John, your thoughts.
Well, I would only put one knot in there. I don't know if it put three knots in there. Yeah, I didn't vote for Harold Baines as a Hall of Famer. You know, we obviously look very closely now at war and things like that and how many MVPs or how close guys came in MVP. And there's a lot of different categories to look at. But he did have a fantastic career. I'm not offended that he was put in. But you saw what the writer vote was, right? 6%. So I'm not going to argue that he should be a Hall of Famer. No, I would not have said that. And, you know, I would not have voted for him. I think the one bad thing on the committee is that there is so much influence by two or three people that they're very persuasive. Obviously, Jerry Reinsdorf and Tony La Russa, he had two of his former bosses who loved him, and Gillick, also with the Orioles. So he had three there. And, you know, that's what happens when you have a small group. I don't mind the fact that we have a veterans committee with older people, even older than I am, who reevaluate and look more at RBIs and different categories that we don't look as closely at today. It doesn't bother me. I think Jack Morris should be in the Hall of Fame. I think that Alan Trammell should be in the Hall of Fame. They put them in. Lee Smith, I voted for him his 15th time. I didn't vote for him the first 14 times, so I can't really argue against that, but, you know, it doesn't offend me that Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, I understand that there are going to be people who say there are players better than him that aren't in, and I would tend to agree with that. I don't think it's outrageous, though. I talked to Jack Morris and Dave Stewart, and from their perspective, they faced all these guys. They told me they believe Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer. That he hit good pitching, and that some of the guys who've gotten in or are getting support based on war or other things are not Hall of Famers. At least that's what Stu said.
You know
not
what?
Hall of Famers.
I'm very bothered by one thing that you're talking about. I mean, the fact that you would have to go back and look at this guy's statistics to determine if he's a Hall of Famer, there's something wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's, the guy either he is or he isn't. You know what I mean? I don't see a borderline, John.
I don't mind looking at statistics, but I would look at his statistics and be on the side that he's not a Hall of Famer. I think it's fine to look at the statistics. I understand that you'd feel better about, you know a guy, you see a guy, you know the name, he's a Hall of Famer. But I think unless you're Ken Griffey or Mariano Rivera or Randy Johnson, Greg, you know, there's a few guys that are obvious. Most of the guys who get in the Hall of Fame, you got to look at their statistics. I don't want to say borderline because it sounds negative, but that's what they are. They're right on the border.
It seems the older I've gotten, the more guys are getting in that shouldn't be Hall of Famers. I mean, it just seems like the more you know, as my life has gone on, I always seem to agree. Yeah, there's no, you know, when the Hall of Fame vote went, it generally always seemed to me it's a no-brainer. These guys are in the Hall, should be Hall of Famers. And then as time has gone on, more and more are we seeing guys who, in my mind, should not be in the Hall of Fame who are. You know what I mean?
You know, they looked at it and saw that a much higher percentage of players in the first half of the 20th century got in this than the second half. And the baseball writers have been pretty tough. And, you know, I think we have been pretty tough. And I don't mind loosening it up a little bit so that it's fair for every era. So it doesn't bother me that our standards have gone a little bit, you know. And not to pick on anyone, but I don't know, was it about, 15 or 20 years ago that Bill Mazeroski got
in?
We've
mentioned that plenty.
We've gotten to him a million times, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer. Baines, to me, you know, 1,600 RBIs, that's a lot of RBIs. I mean, six All-Star games, close to 2,900 hits.
All the numbers you're giving are compiling stats. You realize
that.
They are.
Right.
I know.
So why should the guy, all right, and he's the king compiler because, yeah, he won 300 games, so he's in. I get.
Don Sutton's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he won 300 games. Isn't that like the magic number?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if Baines had played another year and hit another 130 hits or whatever he would have needed and got 3,000, does that really alter his career? I vote for Fred McGriff. He's 493, not 500. I guess, you know, if you just think about it, was Fred McGriff a Hall of Famer? You might lean toward no. But if you look at the stats and you see the OPS of 890 and the postseason even better, and you talk to his peers, they think he is. So, you know, all these guys, except for Rivera, Jeter, and, you know, a handful of obvious superstars are borderline.
You know what, though? It just seems like guys get penalized. Like, okay, you played 22 years, so you compiled all these nice numbers, so that makes you a Hall of Famer. Okay? I mean, I'm not lobby. You to play 22 years, you got to be a good player. I understand that.
Right.
But if you played only 10 years and you put up, you know, really, really unbelievable numbers and you won MVPs and all this kind of thing, well, you know, maybe you didn't play enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm more into the impact. I'd rather see a guy who really had a major effect when he played. I'd rather go for the guy with the shorter career who had.
Oh, interesting. You really?
Yeah, here
really?
We go. You know I'm setting you
up. You're
saying
that,
you know,
but then
we're
you
going.
Don't vote,
you know,
for Albert
right?
Bell.
You know where we're going.
How
here.
Could you say that with a straight
well,
face?
Well, I'd say rather.
Did I set him up?
If I had to say one or the other, I would say Albert Bell is
Tim
a Hall of Famer. Than I don't think Harold Baines. Yeah, I don't think Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer, as I said. If I had to go one or the other, I would say Albert Bell's probably ahead of him.
Oh,
hello! But you got
ahead
no
of Harold
problem
Baines.
With Harold Baines being in Hall of Fame, but Albert Bell,
if he got in, I would say.
Let me get the sword and cut my arm
off. If he got
first.
In, I would say, okay, he got in. I mean, he's a borderline guy. I would say it's okay.
I think you're moving a little bit.
I didn't vote for Albert Baines. I didn't vote for
Albert Baines.
Bell.
He's not
Harold
Albert Baines.
Baines,
no Hall of Fame.
But yeah, exactly. I didn't vote for either one of them, so I don't think either one of them really should be in the Hall of Fame. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with Bell slightly over Baines.
That's some progress, right there,
John Heyman.
Making a lot of progress.
What's next, John?
John
getting a football pick right? I don't know. Did he pick the Titans last week?
Right?
I don't even remember.
I think I got one right.
I think he may have gotten last week.
Did you pick
week,
the
right?
Titans last week or the Jaguars? Do you remember?
I think the Titans because I like Mariota.
Yeah, I think you picked the Titans.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I think you're right. So you won.
Did.
So you did win.
John.
I did win, so I got one right.
Am I giving you credit? Of course.
Yeah.
We sort of gave him credit. We kind of didn't do it passionately.
I did lose my only bet in Vegas.
What'd you bet? Tell me what you bet.
Somebody claimed, I don't know anything about hockey. I mean, even less.
Bet hockey?
What'd you bet, the
somebody
Golden Knights?
Somebody told me that they had a hot tip on the, I don't know about a hot tip, but the Penguins. And I think I had to give a goal and a half.
Did you win?
And I said, okay, $20, he bet. I don't. They were losing the game when I looked. I don't know.
So you don't know if you won the bet or not?
I got to assume I lost. I mean, he was giving a goal and a half, and I think they were losing by.
Well,
a goal,
last
so
night
I,
was it last night's game because they lost by three.
Yeah.
So I lost by 4.5.
You didn't win, John.
It was a tie game.
I think I should have to
give
them more money after that.
No. Never offer to give more. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to offer. I'm not offering. I'm just saying justice would say that my pick was so bad, I should have to pay more.
I understand. Well, they were playing the Blackhawks, who have not had a good year this year. They're towards the bottom of the Western Conference. I don't know if you knew that, John, but there you go.
Well, they were due. No, I did not know
they were
toward the bottom. I didn't know they were in the Western Conference. You know,
you didn't
know
there was a Western Conference?
I mean, if you want to ask me about Guy Lafleur and
John
Trottier.
John Beliveau? You want to give me a little John Beliveau? How about that? No?
Oh, yeah, John Beliveau. Very nice.
Frank Mahovlich?
Yes.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Maurice Rocket Richard?
And that I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I know who he is. But that's a little before my time.
We're talking to John Heyman wrapping up the winter meetings.
We love you, John.
Do you expect, because Joe has said it. Joe, I think your phrase was, I'd be shocked if the Yankees don't end up with one of these big fishes. Where do you feel Cashman is right now? Manny Machado does make sense. They have a hold of shortstop for now. Last night, Scott Boras and Brian Cashman did this odd, weird flirting thing about Star Wars and Bryce Harper. What are you hearing about where the Yankees will go, if at all, with any of these two big free agents?
Well, for now, they're going to meet with Machado. They're one of the three teams they're going to meet with Machado. He fits positionally, so I would say he's be more likely for the Yankees. You know, I never rule out the Yankees on Harper. Obviously they've got the money. Obviously he wants to come to New York. He'd be happy going to Chicago or L.A., I think, too. But, I don't think the odds are great that Harper will wind up with the Yankees based on everything. I know Cashman's been a little bit all over the map on that one, but reading all of what he said, I don't think that's their focus at this moment. So, this could take a while, though. So if they don't get Machado, it could become their focus. I actually think that the White Sox are a big player here for these guys.
Both of them or one in particular?
I think they favor Harper. I do. Okay. I think they favor Harper. I think they really want to make a splash. And Jerry Reinsdorf has been here the whole time, not just to get Harold Baines in, but he stayed for another 3 days after that. So everything you hear, they're involved heavily with both guys, but I would say more toward Harper for them.
Maybe Reinsdorf was betting hockey. Maybe that's why he stayed for a couple more days.
If he knows something, I wish he had told
me. And he bet the Blackhawks. Get him the goal.
Well, he's a Chicago guy.
I can't. No doubt. He could make a real bet. I got my Northwestern.
You understand.
How much money they. The alums gave. He was on page. He was the first name on page one.
Is he a Northwestern alumnus as well? I didn't know that.
He is a Northwestern alumnus. Uh-huh. Yes.
So he's really a Chicago.
From Brooklyn originally.
Well, there you go. Realmuto, what's the latest you're hearing here?
I mean, right now they're talking to the Reds, the Rays are opening up to other teams. The seven teams that were most involved, which included the Mets and the Yankees, although we thought the Yankees were a conduit to the Mets, which makes me think the Mets are still having a good chance. They're opening it up, so they don't seem to be close with anybody. I think the Braves have the pieces, and from what I've heard, Flowers is available now, so maybe they're thinking they can actually get Realmuto. The Braves, of course, deny that Flowers is available, but, what are you going to say? I think the Mets, they have to give up. As we talked about a year
what
ago.
What do they have to give up?
What are we giving up?
Give me the price.
Give up one of these guys, Nimmo,
just
Porto,
one.
Or
just one.
Rosario.
Just one.
For me, I think Rosario is going to be a good major leaguer. I'd be okay. I mean, Nimmo's not going to get it done.
But, John, what's the deal? Is it just one of them plus prospects?
No,
what's the
I think
deal?
It's a package.
A package of what?
I think you'd have to give up with one of them and other stuff. I don't think you'd have to give up two out of the three of them to get them.
I would never do that.
I don't know. I mean,
you know?
Nimmo, some
I'm
people
not
think
doing
he's
that.
A...
Would you do that, Joe? Would you give up two of the three for JT Realmuto?
No, I would not.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's one plus. And they don't want to leave a hole with Rosario if you give up Rosario. But I would do that.
John,
I would give up Rosario.
You know what I've been
thinking? You'd do Rosario for Realmuto?
I'd consider that.
I would.
I'd consider that. If you love Andrés Giménez, who's their top prospect, and you could sign Iglesias for the year, I don't know. I'm considering it. I would. That one,
I would
I'm
do
more
Iglesias.
Okay.
Yeah, Iglesias.
What's the rule? You love Rosario
better.
Now?
No, I just, I don't know. It's
what?
Not that I don't like Realmuto. I just, I don't know.
But what about Rosario, though?
I know, but I've watched Rosario play every day, and I've seen the development that
he's
gotten
developing,
better.
I agree.
You know?
That's
all I'm saying.
But he was.
And he's our guy.
Okay, that's fine.
You know,
he was
I get
still
no
below
one
average
to give him
last.
What's that, John?
I don't think he. Yeah, he was still below average last year.
No, I understand, but
it's
his rookie year.
But he was making progress. Joe's
right
about
that.
No
question. He got better as the year went on.
And that's what the Mets see. They thought that once he loosened up, and I guess obviously They want to blame Sandy Alderson for everything. I don't think this is really the
blaming
case.
Sandy
but
for
they
what?
Felt
what are
it.
You blaming
Alderson
him?
Alderson wanted people to take more pitches, and that isn't Rosario's game. And once he loosened up, he felt better about it. That's what they think. I don't know if that's really the case. I think he just played every day and learned some stuff and got better, and he's a talented guy.
I got a question for Joe. Sorry, John. You can listen while I ask him this. Would you rather trade Nimmo or Rosario in a deal for Realmuto?
Nimmo.
Okay. Is that because he's easily replaceable?
I just think that Rosario has a chance to be that, you know, electrifying type guy.
And you don't think Nimmo is going to be?
Well, I think I like Nimmo a lot. I mean, you know, but if I got to trade one of those two guys, I think I got to go Nimmo.
That's fair. And I also think signing a Nimmo replacement, I think, is easier.
Right. You've always mentioned Markakis.
Yeah. And there's Michael Brantley. I'd want Michael Brantley right off the top.
Okay.
John, you know what I was thinking about when
I'm with you on that. Joe's correct there. I'd rather keep Rosario, but I just don't think Nimmo. I think if you just give Nimmo, you're really going to have to, I don't know, figure it out from there because you're going to have to give him a lot more.
You know
I think he's good, and somebody told me he has the best makeup of any player in the game. I mean, he certainly has a great attitude.
He does.
And he gets on base.
He does.
I mean, there's a lot of good things about Nimmo, but I agree. You'd rather keep the starting shortstop, but I wouldn't give up either one of them to get rid of.
Okay, I'm intrigued by this, and I'm not saying this should excite you. I'm not saying I would give up big prospects. I'm a big fan of Tucker Barnhart. He's the catcher of the Reds. He won a Gold Glove 2 years ago.
Yes.
Good player. Good player. Not a great player. Good player. Like him. If the Reds are interested in JT Realmuto, what's going on with Tucker Barnhart? Can they flip him to the Mets for a bag of balls?
You're right. Yep, that's a guy that they would like because they want a defensive catcher, and he is a really good defender. Yes.
Switch hitter.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, really
I'll take
good.
Him.
But they're looking at the free agents, too, Maldonado and Ramos. I mean, they look in defense, so I would think it would be more Maldonado than Ramos there, but Barnhart certainly would fit. You'd have to give up something good to get Barnhart, though, because he's got a very reasonable long contract.
How about they sign both Ramos and Maldonado?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know that they've completely given up on both Darno and Plawecki. I don't know.
I don't see why they wouldn't beef up the bullpen.
I mean, it's great they got Familia back.
By the way,
I'd rather see them beef up the bullpen. You know, a bullpen is vital. So I would go there. One starting catcher is enough for me. I think Plawecki and Darno could be a backup.
Yeah. They're both backups. That's what they are. Let's be honest.
What are you hearing? Because both Yankee fans and Met fans want Andrew Miller. There's risk attached. He was not healthy last year, and he was not good last year, and he's 34. I think we all understand that. We all accept that. I think all of us are willing to take the risk despite that. What kind of contract is Andrew Miller looking for, and is he going to get in your mind?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it comes with a little risk because he had three different injuries last year, but, yeah, he has greater upside than Familia, and he's got more versatility, and I would say that he's better than, in my mind, better than Familia and Kelly. So he'd get a little bit.
If he's healthy, yes,
right.
If he's healthy, you're 100% right.
Yeah, it might be I don't know. The third year is going to be the key for him and Robertson, the older guys. Are they going to get that third year? But per year, I think they should. It should start with a one. I mean, he should get $10 million or more. Both Miller, probably Robertson, definitely. I don't
know. 2 years, $22 million, and a vesting option on a third year if he gets to 65 innings in year two. Done.
Yeah, I'd do that for Miller. Yeah, I would.
We all good with that?
Yeah, no, yeah. Bring him in. I like Miller.
Yeah, he's talented.
That.
I would. Yeah, per year, I think he's even better. The one thing I heard about Miller. A couple of things. First, I heard the White Sox were very in, and then they pulled out. Does that mean they're going for Ottavino, or does that mean they're storing up their money for Harper or Machado? But the one thing I heard about Miller is he's going to insist on a no trade this time because he loved being Yankee. So he wants to stay where he is. The trade to Cleveland, he didn't complain. He's got fantastic makeup. He was good there. They had a good team. He didn't get traded to a terrible team, so he was fine. But that's one thing, and these relievers don't usually get that, but he's going to insist.
By the way, what did you think of Ottavino's comments that he would dominate Babe Ruth?
I love Ottavino. I think that probably impressed the Yankees. They like that kind of talk.
Really?
You know,
what?
I mean,
why would they like that?
They like that?
Because said he would dominate Babe Ruth.
It's big talk. It's funny.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's funny.
No, I don't think it's funny.
It's hilarious.
I think it's disparaging the greatest player that ever lived. That's what I think.
Well, I think
from a mediocre relief pitcher. That's what he is.
I don't think he's not going to complain at this point.
Just saying.
I don't,
Babe can't complain.
I wouldn't take it too seriously. I like Ottavino. He's a very smart guy. He's a Brooklyn guy.
You want to know the truth here, Joe? I'm going to help you out here. Ottavino has been on MLB Network a lot, trying to get his second job. So I think you've met him and you like him.
Oh, is that what
and
it
that's
is?
Why you don't want to
oh,
rip him.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is that what's going on, John?
This sounds like what they did with Harold Baines.
He has been on MLB Network a lot. I do like him. I like the fact that he plays chess. You don't see that a lot.
He plays chess. He's a very smart guy. So he's got to be the
I like that, but
he's
not,
checkers is for
he's not there to get a second job. He's not there to get a second job. He's there to remind people how smart he is and have his face out and get more money in this job.
Who doesn't love guys who want to remind you how smart they are, Joe? Aren't they the best?
The places I could go here, but I obviously I'm not.
You'd rather have dumb players on the team.
I'd say that. Well, no, I'm just going to guy play. Just because you play chess, that makes you a Phi Beta Kappa. I mean, I don't understand.
John, there's a guy on the Nets. His name is Spencer Dinwiddie. He was offered a chance to go to Harvard. And you know what's great about Spencer Dinwiddie? He does not have to remind you how smart he is. He just does his thing. That's the kind of smart people you love.
I love those kind of
people. The guy went to Harvard. Right. He never mentions it.
Right.
That's the guy. He doesn't have to play. He doesn't have to remind us how smart he is.
Okay.
That's the kind of smart guy.
Well, I think Ottavino just wants to get his name out there and be and remind people. And I don't think it hurts to go out there.
Let me tell you something. I got to tell you this: if Ottavino signed, let's say he signed with the Mets, okay, and he wasn't any good, do you know that every day that he blew another one for us, I'd be pounding this guy about, you could get Babe Ruth out, but you can't get
Johan Camargo.
Right. That's a great one.
No, Camargo is living.
You can't get him out. You get Babe out. Player. Can't get this guy out. You know what I mean? That's what I'd be screaming about.
Well, he's got courage. He's willing to put himself out there. Okay. I see nothing wrong with
that. Lewis Brinson hits a home run off you, but you'll strike out, Babe.
Lewis Brinson. Oh, I love that name.
They better not sign this guy because it is just going to be too easy.
It's going to be too easy to kill a guy.
And Yankee fans will do the same thing.
Oh, they would. The Yankee fans, especially Yankee.
Yeah, they just spent $30 million on a reliever, and they have arguably the best closer in the game. So I don't see the match for Ottavino. I'd say the Yankees more for Ottavino.
Well, the Yankees, and we were talking about this earlier, Zach Britton's probably gone only because he wants to, I assume, be a closer. And we'll see about David
St.
Robinson.
St. Louis, Philly, there are teams that are going to make him a closer.
Do you buy, because Cashman said a lot of things yesterday, and one of the things he said that I like, and I would think this is a smart move, is to not be done looking for starting pitching. He said, look, we may not be done. We may add a sixth guy. I'm a fan of the six-man rotation. I think it makes a lot of sense. Do you buy that from Cashman, or is he just kind of keeping doors open just in case?
I think he's keeping doors open. I mean, is it Montgomery? I know we forgot about
half him, the year he's going to be out, though.
Yeah.
I think
he's keeping doors open. I mean, he's not going to go out and sign Dallas Keuchel if,
How about trade for Corey Kluber?
Yeah, I would think there'd be teams that would give more that really need that. Yeah, I think Bauer's the one who's going to be traded probably anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to do that after getting Paxton and Happ and CC back. I don't see that.
I have another interesting question for you because it hasn't been pushed. So one of the reports over the last few days was that the Mets and the Yankees are talking, and Brody said, "Hey, I'll talk to Cashman. I've talked to Cashman. You never know." And it's been said that Cashman's pushing for a Met pitcher, not just Syndergaard. Has there been any traction on discussions about Mats or Wheeler and what would entail coming back to the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, I think this was all part of the whole, what I thought was fanciful, but you never know, deal with Realmuto and Syndergaard.
Not Syndergaard.
You would make it Wheeler.
Let's stop talking about Syndergaard. Well, if you went to the Yankees, I'm going to ask you, your baseball acumen is above reproach.
Not Tony La Russa's, but
it's close.
Tony
Russo,
I can't tell you.
Or another guy. Who's a guy in MLB? The guy,
Brian Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're not in his league. He's
a super genius.
Yeah, of course, and he probably would tell you that too. But with that said, he probably would tell you how smart he is.
Is it Dinwiddie or Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie.
I'm sure he'd probably tell you how smart he is too. But with that said, okay. So
he's
a
graduate of St. John's University.
Who's that? Go Kenny? Ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say
good for him.
God bless him. They're undefeated so far, by the way.
They are.
So let's say let's put it this way. What could the Mets get from the Yankees for Mats?
From the for Mets. Yeah, I don't think the Yankees, they're not going to trade for another starting pitcher.
Well, you said that, Caston. Didn't you just say?
I said they're open for it. I don't think they're open
for a Mets pitcher that's not Syndergaard. Did you just say that?
Well, I think
not?
That was the discussion, but now that they're getting Hap, I don't know that they're diving. And you asked me who else it could be. That was your question.
That? Kind of, you did it, John.
I mean, come on. I mean, the guy said it.
John, what's
you
going
asked
on?
You instead of Syndergaard.
You better stop betting on hockey.
They just signed Haps.
You're not playing the slots, are you? Are you doing the slot machines too out there or what?
You know, I'm not a slot guy. I don't understand the attraction of that.
Well, the attraction it's very easy. You don't have to. All you got to do is put the thing in the coin in the slot and you're open and running.
I feel like I have no control over it. It's mindless. I agree. Got to play blackjack.
It is mindless.
I'd like a game of skill, like roulette. Roulette is a very good game.
How about
of skill.
Baccarat if you want skill?
I don't know how to play that.
All right. Well,
could
I'm
learn.
Sorry, I can't
play
that.
If you could play chess, you could probably play that.
As for the Yankees, they're open to getting another starting pitcher. They're not going to be actively pursuing another starting pitcher at this time, I don't think.
All right.
Sabres laying a point and a half tonight at home against the Coyotes. Just keep an eye on that one tonight. Keep a close eye on that one.
What is that?
That's hockey.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Sabres, Coyotes, baby.
It's hilarious.
John, tonight.
Coyotes.
Let's get to the gambling that matters.
We have a monumental football game tonight. You aware of that? We have one of the best NFL games of the regular season tonight. Do you realize that?
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. All right. It's not Jets-Bills. It's the Chargers and the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Ooh.
The Chiefs at 11-2. The Chargers at 10-3. The two best records right now in the AFC. Of course, they're both in the same division. Game is in Kansas City where the weather's not supposed to be very good, by the way. Let me throw that into you, too. 3.5-point favorite Kansas City against the L.A. San Diego Chargers. Your thoughts?
I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
Okay, taking the 3.5.
Wow.
All right.
I'm gonna take the points this time. Yeah.
I like that.
I like Rivers.
You're gonna make that bet too at the sports book as well. Where are you, Mandalay Bay?
I think
Bay?
I will.
Where are
I'm
you,
gonna
Mandalay
bet
Bay?
That $20. I'm gonna try to make my $20 back on the Chargers.
Are you in Mandalay
like
Bay?
Bet. Yes.
Mandalay Bay. Okay.
High of 38 tonight, by the way.
And it's supposed to get some kind of precipitation, right?
Yeah. It looks by game time about 20%. So it looks like the rain will have cleared out.
Okay.
So
there you go.
John, you're great.
All
right, great talking to you,
John,
guys.
Who is better than you?
Well, I think Albert Bell in your mind.
Well, that goes without saying.
Not Harold Baines, though.
Not Harold Baines, but
no,
Albert
I
Bell.
Agree. Not Harold Baines. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Baby.
The great John Heyman. You see him on MLB Network. He writes at FanCred. You can see him on FanCred. He does these videos that are all over Twitter. So he's amazing, and he's John Heyman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.